Are you ready, Alabama?
All the band is out on the field!
The band is leaving the field.
And one time, at band camp,
love the drum.
Man, I do love my drum.
If you say that's what she said one more time, I'm going to pop you.
You're welcome to join the doghouse.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry. I keep doing that.
Call the big dog now at 866-485-9867.
Be a dog.
The clock starts on my whistle.
How you doing?
It's time for the second half of the Tom Abraham Show. Here he is, the head of the household. Here's drum major Big Dog. It's Tom Abraham.
We strong.
You all may be taking the week off, hype this week, but I'm not.
All right, so it's not really the second half of the Tom Abraham Show because it's like the fourth quarter of the Tom Abraham Show. Really, it's the third quarter, but it's the fourth quarter because we're done at the top of the hour. All right, that's the bottom line. It's the last hour. It's the highly sought after, fabulous final hour of today's Tom Abraham Show. And it's that way because we've got Alabama and Florida basketball coming up at the top of the hour. So stay loose for that. We'll have that all for you now. It is a Tuesday in the doghouse, which means that we do have your Tuesday. Not yet, because I just teased everybody about this rule. The worst rule in college football, in your host's opinion, the absolute worst on the field college football rule is the 15-yard penalty on a defensive pass interference, no matter where it happens on the field. Actually, the way it is in college football, I believe, is if it's a pass is shorter than 15 yards, it's a spot foul, but the maximum is 15 yards. Worst rule in college football. And apparently, the NFL Competition Committee is taking a look at changing the defensive pass interference from a spot foul to a 15-yard penalty. According to Judy Batista, if anything, I'm hoping to see the college game change it to a spot foul. According to the story at NFL.com, it's changing the pass interference penalty is on its face a defense-first measure. Offenses would have far less to gain by chucking it up and trying to draw a penalty from a grabby defensive back downfield. Defensive pass interference was called 266 times last season, more than once per game, and the average was an 18-yard penalty. Third most frequent flag behind offensive holding and false start. In addition, and perhaps as a counter move, the league is expected to increase illegal contact calls as an effort to limit the amount of hand fighting. Batista reported the committee is also looking at potentially eliminating and going to the ground port. All right, the hell with all of that. We'll figure out what a catch is. This would be a stupid thing to do. This is the stupidest rule in college football, and it would become the stupidest rule in the NFL. Because as soon as a guy breaks free 15 yards downfield or more, you just tackle him. That's what the game would turn into. Because the college and the NFL DB is even savvier and smarter and trickier than the college DB. As it is, you always taught the college DB just haul them down. I know. I was there. I coached defense in college. You get beat 20 yards downfield, haul a guy down. Interfere. In the NFL? Are you kidding me? You'll never see anything completed more than 15 yards downfield. They'll be knocking guys down all over the place if it's even close. And I got to be honest with you, Antonio, I think this would be the end of the Hail Mary in the NFL. Why would you ever let Aaron Rodgers load up from midfield and fire a Hail Mary? You just haul the guy down. Haul everybody down in the end. Tackle everybody. Do it again. Tackle everybody. Do it again. Tackle everybody. I mean, you got to be kidding me. This would be horrific. There has to be a big-time penalty for interfering with a guy downfield. I mean, that's a no-brainer, isn't it?
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
The whole amen on that one.
I want to give you an amen, but I can't shake the fact that you just called me by my first name. That's weird.
Because I wanted to make it very much emphasize. I wanted to emphasize the point to a great extent.
Noted. I mean, you got your point across. I felt like I was in trouble.
Like when I say to my son, Tomas, I'll say that. I'll call him by his Spanish name. I'll say, Tomas, come here. Daniel, come over here, please.
You're supposed to be like Tony Mack's fun Italian uncle, and then, you know, scolded me. I mean,
I know. Typically, it's Tony Macaroni, and
we were having fun. Remember Tupac and Biggie? Remember that? We were having a good
Tupac,
time.
Tupac, Biggie, T-Pac. Would that be you? Be T-Pac then? T-Mac-Pac?
Oh my God! I sound like you make it sound like I'm trying to rap like the little teapot or something.
Everybody's
like
got a rapper name, right? What would your rapper name be? Teapot. Well, if you're T-Mac, your rapper name would have to be Teapot.
I'm not trying to rap. I'm a little teapot. I mean, that's what it sounds like.
Teapot.
We can work on it. We can
what
work.
What would
we
my
can
rapper name
that.
Be? Would I be Biggie Dog?
Teapot and Biggie Dog.
Teapot and the Biggie Dog.
Oh my gosh.
Be our rapper names. And then we can write a rap song, and then Arky can read it on Friday mornings.
There you go. That's an all-inclusive sports project. I like
that's
it.
That's right. It's all the way across the board.
You're very productive when you're not scolding.
Come on. Make a case for changing that rule to a 15-yard maximum penalty.
I really can't. I know when I first read it, I just immediately went to thinking about it being in the NFL and – The only real negative for me that I thought of when thinking about the spot foul was that it really, really, really benefits the offense more than a 15-yard penalty would benefit the defense. But at the same time, if it's a defensive penalty, it should benefit the offense, right? I mean, like you said off the air, don't foul downfield. And the more you think about it, when you think about it, I know everybody's had this water cooler conversation with their buddies, is they want the college rule changed to the NFL rule. So why bring that into the NFL? There's no reason for it. It's very amateurish to just drag a dude down when he beats you open. It kind of makes everything tedious and petty, and it would honestly drag the game out even more. Would probably see an increase of penalties, which that was already the third most penalized play in the NFL last year, like a 1.5. Those were called 1.5 times a game. So all in all, if you're weighing the downside, if it's predecessor, if the thing that would succeed it, you can point out downsides of that too, a bunch of holes in that, you might as well just leave it the same. Leave it alone.
I'd be like college football would be like calling the NFL and saying, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? We went the other way.
Exactly. I mean, if you want to do anything, bring anything over from the NFL or look at it, or anything from college football, I mean, didn't you suggest at one point maybe bring back the 1 foot deal on a catch?
Well, you say bring back. I don't think it's
ever
not
bring back, but you brought it up is what I mean.
Yeah.
That would be something I'd be interested in looking at, but not bringing over that penalty, because it would just, like you said, the NFL DBs are a lot smarter than the college. They've been around. They're savvy to what's going on, and they're going to start dragging dudes down, and it's really not going to feel like football.
Speaking of rules, apparently, Dez Bryant did catch that ball in Green Bay for Dallas.
Yeah, he did. Hashtag Dez caught it.
Hashtag Dez caught it. And did you hear that Lonzo Ball lost a shooting contest to Bow Wow?
No, my goodness.
He did. I mean, we know the guy's got a terrible-looking shot, but now he lost a shooting contest to Bow Wow.
Bow Wow might have been wearing the shoes, though. I mean, he was in Like Mike. I don't know if you remember Like Mike, but he was in the movie Like Mike, and he had the shoes that made him like Michael Jordan. So he might have been wearing those, to be fair. We don't know what kind of performance Bow Wow was having. Just going to throw that out there. And also, Ball did look pretty good last night shooting the ball. He actually had a good shooting night.
Who's Bow Wow?
Don't worry about it.
Big dog?
Why don't you worry?
Is he a rapper or is he like Seal?
Why don't you study Tupac, Biggie, and Seal? We'll get to Bow Wow later on down the road.
Okay.
We'll get to that some other time.
Is Bow Wow related to Lil Wayne?
No.
In any way? No. I mean, in terms of genre or any of that kind of stuff? No. Bow Wow.
He was a rapper growing up, like a child rapper. He was my age. Like when I was I think he's around my age. He might be a couple years older than me, but he was rapping at a young age. He might have a famous dad. I always get him and this other kid. His name was Lil Bow Wow growing up. He dropped the Lil when he became like 18 or something.
Oh, that's why I thought. See, that's why I was channeling Lil Wayne.
And then there was also this other rapper named Lil Romeo growing up. They looked similar. They wore their hair the same way and everything. But his dad, I think, is actually Master P. Lil Romeo's dad. He has a famous dad in the business. So
would I be Master Dog?
Master Dog. I like the Biggie Dog. It kind of sounds like something I can order from Sonic. So
wait a minute. It's not Lil Wayne, right? It's like Lil Wayne.
It's Lil. L-I-L. Apostrophe.
Does he still got the Lil in there? Because isn't he like 40? I mean, does he still go by Lil Wayne?
I don't think Lil Wayne's that. He might be that old. I'm not sure, but he came about when he was really young, too. He was in high school when he started rapping.
Yeah, he was Lil Wayne then. Now he should just be like Wayne. You know
I don't
what
think
mean?
He ever dropped.
It's like when Bobby Knight became Bob Knight. You know what I mean? You can't call a guy 70 years old Bobby.
Can we call him Robert since he's that old?
It's Robert Knight.
Robert Knight. The guy that threw the chair.
Apparently, Nick Saban is in need of a bricklayer. You heard about this?
Yeah, I have.
Alabama School of Beleaguered Coaches is apparently talking to Butch Jones, who'd like to come to Misfit Island and be the next, you know, Lane Kiffin or Steve Sarkisian or Mike Loxley or Dan Werner or Chris Wanky. I mean, everybody that comes to the master, Lil Nick, everybody that comes to Lil Nick pretty much gets a consultant job, except for Hugh Freeze. Biggie Freeze did not get the job. Like, you know how bad you got to be not to go to Nick Saban's Saturday morning detention? I mean, you got to be bad, man. But you know the ultimate thing would be is for Lyle to get a ring with Alabama. I mean, as long as they keep him away from the defensive meeting room, you know, where he's the master of allowing 600-yard games, if they could keep him away from that end of the building, how awesome would it be for the Tide to win another title in the next year or two while Lyle Jones was there rehabbing his reputation, and he got himself a Script A ring?
How awesome would it be to make an all-assistant team from Nick Saban? You could have like Butch on there. You could have Lane would be on there. You know what I mean?
You'd have a hell of a coaching staff.
It would be.
Oh, I mean, you'd have a hell of, you know, I mean, they could have gotten Derek Dooley in there. They could just take all the Tennessee coaches. Who will get a ring first? Lyle or Jeremy Pruitt? Lyle.
Absolutely, Butch.
Oh, wait. Let me just see. Josh Ward just tweeted this. Butch Jones has been in touch with Nick Saban about an offer. Okay, wait. Let me stop the show for a minute. Let me just respond. I wish I could be like Cole Kubrick, man. When I grow up, I want to be like Cole. I want to be able to tweet stuff I'm actually doing the show. Could I talk and tweet at the same time?
How do Bama fans feel about potentially being the champions of life now? I mean, that follows him everywhere. That comes to Alabama for sure. I mean, not officially. He's not ever going to say that.
It would be like
Nick Saban's
going to
make him leave that at the door.
You'd be the champions of champions.
Right.
So, in fact, will Butch or Jeremy get the next ring? See, get it? Like, who will get a ring next, Butch or Jeremy?
Butch get a ring before Jeremy does.
I think Smokey so. If he joins,
yeah.
I think he'll be just fine. I think he'll get his, you know, I think he'll get accustomed to Alabama once he gets on the field, once they're at practice and he figures out which is the rep line and which is the leadership rep line. You know what I mean? Once he figures that out, they'll be good. I think he'll learn some things.
He'll be in charge. He'll be off the field. He'll be in charge of goofy sayings. Nick Saban will come to work every day and it'll be like sayings written on the wall, you know, in the hallway.
Yeah, Butch Jones can be in charge of writing Butch's responses to the media. There you go.
Right. There you go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4,
3, 2, 1. It's the Tuesday Top 10.
Thank you to Shane and the Moneymakers for that. All right. I got to thinking about this after Auburn self-reported themselves, which is redundant, isn't it? For an NCAA violation when the Gator fans threw money at Auburn players when they left the floor in Gainesville on Saturday, right? There was a question at one point as to whether or not that money was real. But Bruce Pearl, being, you know, hypersensitive to the NCAA rules, he confirmed that, in fact, the cash was real. Quote, it was real money. I think there's $5 or $6 out there. And because you guys know that we're compliant, we've actually turned that money over to compliance. I mean, really, I don't know. It was $5 or $6, but our people have the money. I don't know what they're going to do with it. Probably give it to charity, but we've already self-reported, close quote. That's quite funny, Bruce. It really is. I mean, Chuck Person may not think it's funny, but he took like $91,000. And in this case, $91,000 is like $91,000. It's not like a euphemism, like when we say a dollar for gambling terms and it's really a hundy. Or when we say one large and we're talking about a G note. It's not like that. So it got me to doing some research about some of the ridiculous violations that have happened in the history of college sport. Are you ready for this, T-Mac?
Oh, I've been ready since the beginning of the show. You've hyped this up. It better be good.
Let me get Grumpy in here first, because I'm gonna hump the next 6 minutes, and I don't want him to have to wait. Okay, he's gone. I was gonna get Grumpy in there first, but I didn't
see him on the call screen. Grumpy waits for nobody.
He's like Grumpy. He's like, you said you were gonna take calls. I screwed up. I didn't have my call screen open. I didn't notice he was there. All right, let me get to this. 2013, Oklahoma Sooners, baby. The Oklahoma Sooners. They self-reported that three players, these are actual violations of the NCAA.
Yep.
That three players ate more pasta than they were allowed to. That's right. Three current student athletes received food in excess of the NCAA regulation at a graduation banquet. The three had graduated from the school, but they returned for an additional season of competition. The players were provided pasta in excess of the permissible amount. The three players were required to donate $3.83 each, which was the cost of the additional pasta serving, to a charity of their choice in order to be reinstated. The department provided rules education to applicable athletic department staff members to make sure that this kind of violation never, ever happen again.
Because it's pretty serious. It's a pretty serious deal, I guess, there.
Yes.
Too many carbs going in the way. What was that? I know that was 5 years ago, and I can't remember if that was like the bowl game banquet or whatever, but I think
a graduation banquet.
Okay, there you go. It was stupid.
But then they came back after the graduation banquet, which meant they had to pay to get back reinstated.
Yep. They were like technically ineligible until they paid back almost $4, which, you know, if they picked up whatever odd the Florida fans were throwing the other night, they'd still have a little left over, you know what I mean? Popcorn or something at the concession.
The rule is 16.11.1.10, incidental benefits, reasonable refreshments. This is a rule, the reasonable refreshment rule. An institution may provide student-athletes with reasonable refreshments for student-athlete educational and business meetings and occasional basis celebratory events. Because the pasta constituted a full meal and not a snack, Oklahoma wanted to be extra vigilant. In addition to school reporter assistant coach's accidental butt dial of a recruit that resulted in the player being declared ineligible pending further review. And then finally, another Oklahoma. Oklahoma is just, they're scofflaws. It's another Oklahoma one. A women's soccer recruit ran afoul of the NCAA rulebook when she charged her hotel's daily Wi-Fi fee to the university tab. A recruit staying in the embassy suites on an official visit ordered internet service for $9.95. The assistant women's coach, Graham Abel, did not notice the additional expense on the bill. The recruit was ruled ineligible for competition at the school until repayment of the bill was made to the charity of her choice, and the coaching staff was provided a detailed rules education regarding additional lodging expenses.
No, I didn't know about that one. Just,
oh, yes.
Like, just give them the death
penalty.
They're
run amok.
Just give them the death penalty and be done with it. A bunch of non-rule.
Too much pasta and butt calling, and she paid for the Wi-Fi.
Carbs and internet, man. It'll get you every single time.
Oregon baseball's impermissible laser cat tag. Oregon self-reported a long list of violations. The school treated the baseball team to a meal, one of 12 during the academic period. Then some mini golf and laser tag. Jody Sykes, Oregon's chief compliance officer, reported that the afternoon of laser tag fun was, by NCAA rule, impermissible entertainment. No laser tag paid for by the school. You can give them a meal, but they cannot play laser tag. That's against NCAA rules.
Obviously, that's rule what? 16.1.1.3? Somewhere on there? I'm just stating the obvious, the book. I mean, we've all read the book, right?
Yeah. It's all in the book. It's all right there. Do you remember Monet Davis, the feel-good sports story of 2014? The 13-year-old little leaguer in Philadelphian.
Mm-hmm. I think I remember what you're about to say, too.
Yes. Gino Auriemma called her to congratulate her. They're both from Philadelphia. Passed along his congratulations as a steward of women's athletics. He passed along congratulations. The NCAA slapped him with a secondary recruiting violation because the bylaw states that coaches aren't allowed to call a prospect until their junior year of high school, not even to say, way to go, close quote. Monet Davis. Way to go. Mississippi State. For a junior day, they invite football recruits. The school applied stickers to the envelopes for the players. These were improper stickers. The school applied the stickers to the envelopes, which, according to the rule book, is a no-no. They had a table in the locker room to hold equipment, which under the guidelines constitutes a special edition. So they had to report it. The school also confessed to activity under the extra benefits provided to student athletes. They listed the violation as, quote, Barnes & Noble bookstores did not charge student athletes a late fee for their cap and gown. There you go.
I mean, I'm just a 20-something-year-old kid. I make mistakes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just pull the Johnny Manziel excuse out.
Charge them impermissible extra benefits, the late fee for their cap and grounds. And then there's this one. South Carolina. They self-reported a secondary violation to the NCAA submitted in 2014. Impermissible iced decorations on cookie cakes given to prospects. Improper icing of the cookies.
It's a true rule. It's a true rule.
Oh, my goodness.
And then here's one that affected a game. There's a rule. This is a special rule. This is rule section 4, class B, article 1E in the NCAA men's basketball rule book that states that players cannot dunk during the last 20 minutes of the pregame warm-up. Did you know that? That's a rule? Like in the layup line? You can't dunk in the layup line.
I knew that was a thing in most high schools. I didn't know if that carried over to college.
No, it's right there. It's Section 4, Class B, Article 1E. Come on.
I'm sorry.
read your rule book.
I have. It's too hard to keep up. I want a job
making. Should they violate this rule, the other team is rewarded with two technical free throws to start the game. And it's exactly what happened when Tennessee Tech played the University of North Florida. North Florida illegally dunked during the pregame. Tennessee Tech hit two free throws to start the game. Final score, Tennessee Tech 82,
no.
North Florida 80.
No. Oh, my goodness.
Usually I throw these away when I get done with them. That's so good that I'm going to keep that for a future show that I'll be doing on a different radio station when I get fired from this radio station. Someday, I'll be on like some other station in some other market, and I'll reuse that.
Pull that bad boy out. You might have to add
pull
to
that
it.
Bad
I mean,
boy
I'm sure
out after I get fired. Huh?
With these Heelans and hooligans running around, you might have to pull. You might have to add to it.
Yeah. Could happen. And now you've got the $5 or $6.
Mm.
That Auburn had a
that's almost a whole piece of pizza. That's absurd.
That's a lot. Yeah. It's a whole lot. All right. Just going to bring. When we return, Davis Potter will join us from the Oxford Eagle. Ole Miss began spring ball today, and we'll talk about Matt Luke's crew next, right here on 730-1039
AM. WUMP Sports Radio. The Op.
Message and data rates may apply.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips, pay shipping and handling. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free when you text the word RUSH to 484848. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Text RUSH to 484848. Text RUSH to 484848.
Hey, gang. Tom Abraham here for Woody Anderson Ford with some ideas for a New Year's resolution. One, go have breakfast or lunch at Henry's Mustang Cafe at Woody Anderson Ford at Sparkman and Jordan Lanes. Two, have your vehicle serviced at Woody Anderson Ford and marvel at the brand new state-of-the-art service lanes. Three, check out the new showroom at Woody Anderson Ford. It's like visiting an auto show, complete with first-class seating and huge video walls, and you can get a killer deal on a brand new Ford. The neat thing is, all of these things are at Woody Anderson Ford at Jordan and Sparkman Lane.
Guys, does low testosterone have you feeling blue? Forget that. Now feeling blue can feel great. Introducing new Blue Forterra, the superior on-demand testosterone booster you can feel with your very first pill. Blue Forterra utilizes a clinically tested total testosterone activation system that works with the body's natural physiological processes. This helps amplify free testosterone when you need it most. It's no secret that as you age, your testosterone levels decrease, taking a toll on your physical and mental health. But Blue can help naturally boost testosterone fast, improving muscle density, strength, performance, stamina, mood, and energy, starting with your very first pill. Don't you want to feel young again? Now you can with Blue Forterra. Prove it to yourself. One blue pill is all you need to feel what Blue can do for you. Now get a free sample of Blue Forterra as part of our nationwide trial. Thousands of samples have already been claimed and supplies are limited, so act now. To claim your free sample, just call 1-800-278-0719. That's 1-800-278-0719. 1-800-278-0719.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score. If there's a mistake on your credit reports, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com/radio. Check it whenever you like. It's free and there's no catch. Don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score. Go to creditkarma.com/radio. That's creditkarma.com/radio.
When your small business is growing, you get familiar with the phrase, "That's a good problem to have." Good problem one, you're too busy to answer the phone. Solution, Uma Office. Its virtual receptionist directs calls to the right extension. Number two, new business is keeping you from the office. Solution, an Uma mobile app that helps you take calls from anywhere. And three, it starts at just $19.95 a month. Well, no problem there. Just good. Visit Uma.com. That's OOMA. Or call 866-840-8792 to find out more.
Premature birth is the number one killer of babies. Those who survive often face birth defects and complications that affect them for life. A healthy birth is the dream of every parent. But for hundreds of thousands of families with a baby born too soon, the reality is their baby's first home is the newborn intensive care unit. It's the hardest thing they will ever have to face. And it's even harder on the baby. This is a crisis that knows no boundaries. 15 million babies are born prematurely worldwide. Nearly 1 million will die before their first birthday. Do something today. Help the March of Dimes provide education and support to families and fund life-saving research to give every baby a fighting chance. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Clouds moving in tonight. We'll have a chance of rain after midnight, the low at 54. Tomorrow and Thursday, very wet. We have a flood watch in effect. Periods of rain and a few thunderstorms. Rain amounts between 2 and 4 inches are likely. Highs between 64 and 67. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
Read the sign. Beware of dog. Tom Abraham is back.
Sounds good. Buggy says the only way Butch gets a ring is if he buys one. No, that's not true. It's not true, Buggy. If he joins the Alabama staff as an offensive analyst and they win a national championship in the next year or two while he's serving his penance, then everybody gets a ring. You don't think the consultants get a ring? Those analysts, they get rings? I mean, come on. All right, Davis Potter joins us now from the Oxford Eagle as Ole Miss is on the field today, and Matt Luke met the media today as well. Davis, welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing well, guys. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Appreciate it. Matt Luke, settling into this job without the interim tag. I'm a Matt Luke fan. I was very glad that he got the job. How was all of that played in the offseason in terms of, you know, him being a man now, and can you see a difference in his demeanor, if you will, as he goes through this process, you know, as the full-time guy?
Yeah, he's a, you know, it was a hire that kind of came with some mixed reviews. You know, I think some guys wanted some, you know, after the Hughes Freeze debacle and, you know, hiring a guy, you know, that was on his staff. You know, not anything is bad, obviously, that's not his fault, but I think a lot of people, some fans wanted a clean break from some of that. But, you know, this is a guy that's kind of bled Ole Miss. I mean, he's got a dad that played there, a brother that played there, he played there. You know, he spent most of his coaching career at Ole Miss. And, you know, he's a guy that, you know, is kind of going to give it his all for Ole Miss. I don't think you ever have to sort of question his loyalty, his work ethic, particularly with this job. But, yeah, it's kind of trying to move on in a new era. And obviously, not only from Hugh Freeze, but also they're moving on from the NCAA cloud with the investigation being over and the final penalties being handed down in December. But, you know, they are appealing the multi-year bowl ban, the additional year for 2018 season. But so they're still waiting on that process to kind of play itself out. But, yeah, I think it's know, he's just kind of trying to move on from everything, kind of starting new under Matt Litt.
Yeah, and as you say, he's rebel through and through, and I think that's a big part of it. And I don't know that with the, especially at the time while there was still a cloud hanging over, and now you're dealing with this additional bowl ban and, you know, losing some great talent and so on. I don't think we're guys like beating the door down to get this gig. It's still an SEC job, and it's a great place to be in Oxford. But, was it probably at this particular point in time, you could have done a lot worse than this going outside of Matt Luke.
Yeah, I mean, anytime any program has an NCAA, that cloud hanging over, I mean, people are going to be skeptical. They're going to, kind of be hesitant about it. So, I don't know, Ross Bortz, that he did a national search, and I don't know how extensive that search was. It seemed kind of a knee-jerk reaction that, they upset Mississippi State, who was ranked going into the Egg Bowl to find them the year, and then, a day or two later, the interim tag is removed. So, I do think some of that played into it, just kind of the emotional high of that and some emotions getting into it. But, I don't know, how deep their pool of realistic candidates were, but, at this point, it really doesn't matter. I mean, this is the guy they've obviously chosen to go with, and, I think this is going to be a hire that kind of both defines Luke's career and also, AD, Ross Bortz's career. I think these two guys are kind of intertwined at this point. And, Matt Luke is a guy that had never been a head coach before. He was kind of thrown into the fire last year as the interim. And, he's got to go out and prove himself, not only coaching-wise and X's and O guys, but a guy that can prove that he can go out on the recruiting trail and get the caliber of player that it takes to compete and ultimately win in the SEC.
And Davis Potter with us from the Oxford Eagle. All right, talk a little bit about some of the battles that are taking place in camp. And the exit of Shea Patterson, obviously, it was just such a short period of time that he was there and he did some really outstanding things. On the other hand, some people think that, maybe it wasn't going as well as it possibly could have gone. Talk a little bit about that and what they've got behind him and what's going to happen at quarterback going forward and some of the other battles that they got going on there.
Yeah, I mean, there was obviously some stuff going on behind the scenes, but it's kind of weird. I mean, this time a year ago, if you would have said, Shea Patterson's not going to be, the quarterback at Ole Miss, yet they're still going to be pretty solid there in terms of what they've got coming back. I think a lot of people probably said you were crazy, but I mean, look, Jordan Tamu is the guy that stepped in last year, junior college signee, who nobody really even knew who he was until Shea Patterson went down with that knee injury, and he led them to a 3-2 record the last five games of the year, and really what was looked like he had been around a while. I mean, didn't look like a newcomer in the SEC. He's a really calm, laid back guy, and I think that kind of that demeanor and that poise kind of carries over to the field. He's not a big rah rah guy. Very much lead by example, but he can make all the throws. He doesn't have an elite arm, but he has a good enough arm to make most, if not all, the throws. And he's a mobile guy that he's not really a dual threat guy, but he can run some when he wants to. They've got it designed a few runs for him, so he can. He can do that and obviously escape some pressure in the pocket. So, he's a guy that can do a lot of things to make plays in the field. And, I think going into this year for him, it's just kind of taking that next step. You get those five or six games under your belt next year. You're kind of looking to take that next step forward in terms of your decision making, in terms of, just grasping the whole offense and better understanding all the schemes and everything that the coaches are asking him to do. The defensive end is a pressing position with them. They lose Marquise Haynes and Breland Stakes, who will both be early to mid-round picks in the NFL draft. They accounted for nearly half their sacks last year, and Marquise Haynes has been one of the SEC's best pass rushers for the last three or four years. So, it's kind of weird not seeing him out on the practice field this spring for Ole Miss. But, those are obviously two big positions that they have to address and, kind of find out, who they're, where that pass rush is going to come from, because until Breland Stakes emerged last year, there really wasn't a secondary pass rusher behind Marquise Haynes that ever developed the last two or three years. So that's something they've got to address. And then linebacker, has been a position of, of need at Ole Miss, it seems like. It seemed like throughout Hugh Freeze's tenure before, you know, Matt Luke took over last year. And they're losing their leading tackler, DeMarcus Gage, at the outside linebacker spot, who had, you know, over 100 tackles last year. And, you know, it's just kind of been a rotating, you know, revolving door, I should say, at middle linebacker. They just have not found anybody with any, that's played with any consistency at that spot. You got Dante Evans and Dietrich Bing Dukes back at that spot, who, you know, basically one of them got 4 starts last year, the other got 5. And, you know, they're just trying to look for some consistency there and get some guys who can, you know, who can play physical and also, you know the defense well enough that where these coaches can trust them to put them out there and be the full-time guy. So those are the main positions. And then offensively, they have 4 of their 5 starters back up front on the offensive line, so they should have one of the better offensive lines in the SEC, led by Greg Little, who will probably be, you know, a top 10 or a first-round draft pick next year. You know, they're still solid at receiver with A.J. Brown, D.K. Metcalf, DeMarcus Lodge. But the big position to watch there is running back. They lose 1,000-yard rusher Jordan Wilkins, and they're really hoping that junior college transfer Scotty Phillips can come in and kind of, you know, immediately compete to take over that lead role in the backfield.
I love the receivers, though. I mean, they're just so big and physical. I mean, that's the thing that struck you last year, looking at these guys, and you look at, you know, Metcalf, you know, who is, 6'4", and Lodge is like 6'2", and Brown, you know, at 6'1", 225, is like a prototypical NFL receiver. I mean, that's the strength of this football team. It's got to be these receivers, right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's the thing. You can't just – I mean, A.J. Brown was the leading receiver in the SEC last year, and you know, but you can't just focus on one guy. I mean, they're just – as you mentioned, I mean, they're just – I think they complement each other so well. I mean, you mentioned AJ's, you know, size and physicality in the slot. I mean, he's a mismatch against just about everybody he goes against. And then you've got the size and the range outside with Metcalf and Lodge. And I mean, there's a real possibility that you know, after this year, they could lose 2, if not 3, of those guys. I don't see AJ or Metcalf sticking around. And then DeMarcus Lodge is a senior, so there's a very good chance all 3 of those guys are gone and are drafted next year in the NFL draft. So, you know, that's been a position that they recruited really well under Hugh Freeze, and that continues to do under Matt Luke. And, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, finding, you know, a way to stop people consistently on defense. I mean, that's, you know, the second and third levels of their defense have been a problem, seems like, for the last 2 or 3 years. And, you know, that's just something that's got to figure out a way to address.
Do they have any early enrollees that through this spring will be, you know, that freshman and a half by the time fall comes that are expected to contribute?
Yeah, well, Scotty Phillips is one of them. He's a junior college guy at Mississippi Junior College, and you know that they're really hoping that he can emerge as a guy that will immediately compete to, you know, to be that number one guy. I don't know if there is a quote unquote number one guy. They may end up doing it by committee because, you know, the two most experienced running backs they've got back are Kevon Tatum and Eric Sweeney, but they both had durability issues with some knee and leg injuries that have cut their season short the last couple of years. So, you know, durability and health is an issue at that spot. Vernon Dasher is another junior college guy that's coming in, and they recruited him as a linebacker, but he's going to start at the star position, which is that hybrid linebacker safety, you know, fifth DB, you know, hybrid position in a 4-2-5 defense. So that's where he's going to start. But you know, he's a guy that's about 6'3", 215 pounds, good size. I'm sure. I mean, they could move him to outside linebacker if they needed to, and I got a feeling that's probably what they're going to end up doing. With the amount of production that they have to replace in the linebacker core with DeMarcus Gates. I mean, he was the guy that led the team in tackles the last 3 years, and you know, so that's obviously a huge hole that they have to fill. And another early enrollee as far as high school guys, another receiver, DeMarcus Gregory, another one of those former 4-star receivers that Ole Miss, you know, seems to keep piling up here. You know, he's a guy that missed his senior year of high school with a knee injury, so he's going to be limited some in the spring. But he's probably, You know, once he gets back in the flow of things and in the feel of things, he's probably a guy that's talented enough, even as you know, solid as they are at that position, to at least compete for a spot in the rotation.
Yeah. All right, so they get an additional bowl ban from the NCAA for this season, and you're saying now that is under appeal. Is there still hope? Is it legitimate hope that they can get that opportunity back to play in a bowl this year? And when is that decision supposed to come?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a month-long process. I mean, they submitted their appeal, at the beginning of February, and then the NCAA the Committee on Infractions has 30 days to rule. Now, the Committee on Infractions actually got a 30-day extension. So basically, they have 2 months to respond to it. And whenever that happens, Ole Miss will have 14 days to counter with their rebuttal if they want to, which they will. So this is the thing. I mean, you're talking about probably late spring, summer before any final decision is made on this.
Yeah, it seems like a manageable schedule. I mean, they got the Texas Tech game in Houston. Then they got Southern Illinois, they'll have Kent State and Louisiana Monroe in their non-conference schedule. They get Alabama at home, they get Auburn at home, travel to Arkansas and LSU. But when you look through this schedule, I mean, what is the high watermark? I mean, you're thinking there's 7 or 8 wins in this schedule potentially if they play up to their up to their full ability.
Sure, yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think offensively. They're talented enough and experienced enough where they can maybe outscore some people and win 8-9 games.
9 games, yeah.
And have that kind of season. It's just they can get through the early part of the schedule, and then you get into the meat of your SEC grind with Alabama and Auburn and LSU, A&M, Arkansas. Those teams. You're gonna have to play some defense, and that's been their bugaboo for a few years now. I mean, they've been one of the worst rushing defenses in the nation. Total defense, scoring defense. I mean, they're gonna have to find some guys in the second, third level that they can count on, that they can rely on, and really some guys that can take that next step to help them compete better in some of these. Games. I mean, when you're getting beat a combined 90-6 or whatever it was, against Alabama and Auburn, I mean, that just shows you how far you still have to go, particularly defensively. So, that's going to be the issue. I mean, I think they'll be able to score with just about anybody, but can they come up with enough stops and get enough consistent defense to where, they can not only compete in these games, but win some of these SEC games they're going to play in.
Yep, no question. Davis Potter has been our guest from the Oxford Eagle. Davis, I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much, and we'll chat again.
All right, thanks.
Thanks. I think your swing games there for them are the at Arkansas, home against South Carolina, and the Egg Bowl against Mississippi State, which is at home. I think if they lose those three games, they're 6-6. If they win those three games, obviously they're 9-3. If they go 2-1, I mean, I think that's the high watermark. I think 8-4 is a potentiality, if they can go somehow 2-1 in the Arkansas, home against South Carolina, home against Mississippi State, which is, of course, got a new coaching staff there as well. All right, we'll come back and wrap it up next right here in the Tom Abraham Show, 7:30, 103.9 AM.
7:30 and 103.9, The Ump. More sports.
From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports, and it's brought to you by Dex Imaging, the official copier and printer provider for Alabama athletics. Hello, everybody. I'm Chris Stewart. Alabama's men's basketball team will play its final home game tonight as it welcomes the Florida Gators for senior night. It'll be the second meeting between the two teams this season as the Tide captured a 68-50 win at Florida back on February 3rd. The Tide will be looking for back-to-back wins over the Gators for the first time since capturing consecutive wins back in 1997 and 1998. Alabama's not defeated Florida twice in the same season since doing so 27 years ago during the 1990-1991 campaign. Alabama's
Got a 3-1 record against teams in the ESPN.com RPI Top 12. The Tide split its two games with number 7 Auburn and defeated both number 8 Rhode Island and number 12 Tennessee. I'll have more in a moment.
At Alabama, we know what it takes to win. Dedication, hard work, support, and teamwork are essential to building a winner. In business, you need the same traits to win. Dex Imaging knows how to win. With quality office equipment, fair pricing, and reliable service, Dex is helping businesses win throughout the Southeast, including Mobile, Birmingham, and now Tuscaloosa. Help your company win by contacting the professionals at Dex Imaging. Dex Imaging, the official copier and printer provider of the Crimson Tide.
Both Bama baseball and softball are in Birmingham tonight. The Bama baseball team playing at Sanford, 6 o'clock first pitch, and softball also starts at 6, playing at UAB. Once again, Bama men's basketball tonight at Coleman Coliseum. Tip-off time set for 6. We'll have radio coverage for Alabama and Florida beginning at 5 o'clock on the network. That's your Bama update. Crimson Tide Today, brought to you by Dex Imaging, is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
Guys, does low testosterone have you feeling blue? Forget that. Now feeling blue can feel great. Introducing new Blue Forterra, the superior on-demand testosterone booster you can feel with your very first pill. Blue Forterra utilizes a clinically tested total testosterone activation system that works with the body's natural physiological processes. This helps amplify free testosterone when you need it most. It's no secret that as you age, your testosterone levels decrease, taking a toll on your physical and mental health. But Blue can help naturally boost testosterone fast, improving muscle density, strength, performance, stamina, mood, and energy, starting with your very first pill. Don't you want to feel young again? Now you can with Blue Forterra. Prove it to yourself. One blue pill is all you need to feel what blue can do for you. Now get a free sample of Blue Forterra as part of our nationwide trial. Thousands of samples have already been claimed and supplies are limited, so act now. To claim your free sample, just call 1-800-278-0719. That's 1-800-278-0719. 1-800-278-0719.
Shop the kitchen and bath event for Home Depot exclusives like the Kohler Rubicon single-handle bath faucet. Now at a new, lower price, just $79. Its brushed nickel finish and Art Deco style complement any decor. Contemporary, classic, yours. No one offers more Kohler for your kitchen and bath than the Home Depot. And right now, the Kohler Rubicon faucet is just $79. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 7th while supplies last.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score. If there's a mistake on your credit report, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com/radio. Check it whenever you like. It's free and there's no catch. Don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score. Go to CreditKarma.com/radio. That's CreditKarma.com/radio.
Here's what you'll hear tonight on The Ump.
It's Alabama basketball. The Crimson Tide will host the Florida Gators at Coleman Coliseum. Coverage starts at 5 p.m. all right here on The Ump.
Weather sponsored by Kubota. Ever wonder what's behind those orange tractors? Kubota offers efficient engineering from ag to construction, from zero-turn mowers to RTVs. Find a dealer at gokubota.com.
Clouds moving in tonight. We'll have a chance of rain after midnight, the low at 54. Tomorrow and Thursday, very wet. We have a flood watch in effect. Periods of rain and a few thunderstorms. Rain amounts between 2 and 4 inches are likely. Highs between 64 and 67. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
Now back to the big dog. This show is rough.
My rap name from the 256. You might want to pick a different rapper name for you two. Didn't go so well for Biggie and Tupac. Are they dead? They're dead, and they're tied to each other, right? They're dead.
Yeah.
And one had something to do with the other dying, right?
Yeah. Tupac died first, and they're saying Biggie might have been in on that one.
Danny T says your rap name is Big Doggy Mama Luke. Oh, really, Danny T? Is that where you're going to go with me? All right, here's your rap name, Danny T. Big Shrek. How about that? Biggie Shrekie, Danny T. How about that? Shrekie T. Shrekie Danny T. everybody on this show a rap name. Big Buggy Bug Biggie. Keithy on the Tractory. Grumpy Grumpy. Big Grumpy Grump. All right, that's going to do it. Alabama and Florida is next. I'm Tom Abraham for Antonio Macbeth. And we are Gonzo.
Sports Radio 730 and 1039. The Op. WUMP.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
When you join the Fuel Rewards program at Shell and get instant gold status, you'll save on every fill, every day.
But you'll feel like you just won a dance-off competition that saved the world.
That's what it feels like to have gold status with the Fuel Rewards program at Shell. With gold status, you'll save 5 cents with every gallon from the first fill. Download the Fuel Rewards app, join, and start saving today. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details.
The most famous unsolved case of our time.
The murder of Biggie Smalls is directly related to the murder of Tupac.
This February on USA, a limited series event.
This whole conspiracy thing, you buy it?
From a director of The People vs. O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story.
You want to accuse LAPD officers of a celebrity's assassination?
If that's the truth, yeah.
Unsolved, the murders of Tupac and the Notorious B.I.G.
This case is legendary.
New series tonight at 10, 9 central, only on USA Network.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score. If there's a mistake on your credit report, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com/radio. Check it whenever you like. It's free and there's no catch. Don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score. Go to creditkarma.com/radio. That's creditkarma.com/radio.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word LIKE to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text LIKE to 797979. Text LIKE to 797979.
Hey folks, Dale Jackson here for my friends at Madison RV, and you've heard me talk about Madison RV a lot here on WVNN, and there's a good reason. I've broadcast from Madison RV for a couple of years. I've spent a lot of time talking to Rod and Marty and all the guys out there at Madison RV. I've met a lot of people who have purchased RVs from Madison RV, and here's what I know. People love Madison RV. Now, we can put you in a brand new recreational vehicle for less than $200 a month. You can find the perfect vehicle, whether it is a fifth wheel or a motor coach for you and your family. And no matter what you're looking for, they've got the vehicle for you. The perfect vehicle for tailgating, the perfect vehicle for camping, the perfect vehicle for that ultimate family vacation. And folks, if you are looking for people who know what they're talking about, Madison RV is the place. Rod, Marty, and the guys out there, they do a great job. So go check them out online at madisonrv.com. Go see them at their location near the airport, Madison RV. Go see them today. And when you do, make sure you tell them Dale Jackson sent you.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 22 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Our fans know that a quick pit stop for fresh tires gives us a winning edge. The same is true for your car. Tires with enough tread handle better, especially on wet roads. So check your tread with the penny test. Insert a penny, Lincoln's head first into a tire group. If you can see Lincoln's entire head, it's time for new tires.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists.
We interrupt your program to bring you this special presentation of live play-by-play action on The Ump. Coverage of Crimson Tide basketball starts